This is Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
Stanford 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
This is
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture on the air and online.
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Bienvenidos.
Atenea Americana.
Welcome. Bienvenidos.
From Stanford to the world. Today, we are talking from Stanford all the way with Ecuador, with a snack company that had expanded their mission to help other companies to grow and innovate. I am talking about Kiwa and Kiwa Investment Summit. The Kiwa Investment Summit Latin America intends to harness spirit of innovation, sustainability, culture, and community. Their plan is to connect high-growth Latin America enterprises, generating the right environment for their success. For that, our guest is Martin Acosta, founder and CEO of Kiwa, who is going to tell us more about their mission, about how they started, and about their future plans. Stay with us to learn a little bit more about Kiwa Investment Summit. And remember that this and all our shows are at StanfordHispanicBroadcasting.org, and that you may also listen to this show in their podcast format in all the typical podcasting platforms. And remember to follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter to know more about our future shows. And in our website and in our social networking sites, you will know more about our guests. You will see their photos. You will see more links about their companies, their plans, and their missions. Stay with us.
Well, and here we are in Atenea Americana, and today we have Martin Acosta. We're talking directly from Stanford to Ecuador. And thank you for being with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Isabel, for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mm-hmm. So we met at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit at Stanford. You were also listening to the president and the secretary. Then you also have your own summits where you encourage small companies from Latin America, and you also get together with investors and other little companies that are starting their own entrepreneur efforts. So can you tell us a little bit about Kiwi Investments and Kiwi Summit?
Sure. It's my pleasure. We started with a snacks company back here in 2008. And then by 2013, I was invited to participate and pitch in front of investors in three different events. One was in Switzerland and two were actually in California. And during those events, I was able to fundraise for my own company. And after seeing, you know, the benefits of these events, I decided to create a similar event in Latin America to benefit other companies. So we did the first Kiwa Summit last June. In Ecuador, we had companies from seven countries, and we had investors from a number of countries, mostly from the U.S., but also from Switzerland, Russia, Colombia, Peru, and so on. And what happened was that we were able to raise $10.7 million for these companies altogether. And after that, a few things had happened, including the invitation to the Global Entrepreneurship Summit where we met. We have been approached by organizations such as Unreasonable Institute, which operates out of Colorado, and by Village Capital, which operates out of D.C. And we have become their reps here in South America. So a lot of things are happening. This year we're creating an accelerator for 14 companies, and then next year we're going to create the second Kiwa Summit.
And in those accelerators, you're going to offer housing and, well, housing to the office, I mean, office, and you're going to be offering also some strategic help and networking. What exactly involve?
So we have two different events, right? The accelerator is for smaller companies, which are at an earlier stage. And that event is divided into we start with the first workshop of 2 days, then they have 30 days homework, mm-hmm. and then another workshop of 4 more days where they meet. And what's interesting about this system of the accelerator is that we are using Village Capital's methodology, which includes a peer selection investment model where... The companies get together and they vote for the best two companies, and the best two companies get $25,000 in investments. And of course, we have to cover for their for everything during those workshops, including accommodation and food and transport and so on. The idea is that we bring these companies, which seem to be interesting and have a lot of potential, and we train them. We put them in touch with mentors. We put them in touch with investors and a lot of growth resources. And the idea is that along the road, some of them will pass away, but some, and we hope most, will succeed, will not only survive, but will also succeed and escalate and become role models for others in society. And then for more advanced companies, for in a growth stage, we have the Kiwa Summit, which is this annual event where we have 20 companies and 10 startups pitching in front of investors for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And in that, we have a two-day event where we bring amazing speakers worldwide known, like Tom Chi. Last year, we had him here. Tom Chi is the creator of the Google Glass. Mm-hmm. And we had, I don't know, Luis Benitez, who is a famous mountaineer, who was the first and was the first one to guide blind guy all the way to the top of Everest, okay, Mount Everest. So we have these amazing speakers. The idea is to motivate these entrepreneurs and put them in touch with some of the best in the region, not only successful businessmen but investors, investment bankers, development organizations, and so on. We only work with what we call social enterprises. That means companies that have a double or a triple bottom line, which means that they not only focus on financial profits, but also in ecological or social returns on investment.
Mm-hmm. Similar to what they call the B corporations.
Correct. It's just that the B corporations, it's like a certification that you get. Mm-hmm. And for that certification, you have to gain some points. And not all those points are obtained in a socially responsible way, let's say. What we look for is companies that in their core business, in their business model, they have incorporated something mm-hmm. that will generate a direct social impact or ecological impact into society. And so by that, I mean a company, for example, we had last year Boss, which is made by Boss.com, which is a fashion company, and it's based out of New York. But they work with small hand crafters in the north of Chile, mm-hmm. so with a poor community in Chile. So they have these amazing handicrafts that they become dresses. And the dresses are sold at a very fancy price in New York City. And we had companies that work with small farmers, and then they turn those cow beans into amazing chocolate or things like that. Mm-hmm. So we look for companies that within their core business, they are already doing social or direct ecological impact.
This is Atenea Americana, and I am your host, Isabel Jubes. You may find this and all my shows at stanfordhispanicbroadcasting.org. This is a bilingual cultural show, bringing you a window to the Latin and Hispanic universe. Every week, for 2 hours, one in English and one in Spanish, from Stanford to the world. You can also be part of this, leaving me your comments, sharing your thoughts, and even more at stanfordhispanicbroadcasting.org. I invite you to be part of this. And today, our guest is Martin Acosta, founder and CEO of Kigwa and Kigwa Investment Swap.
How has this helped your initial effort with the snack company?
Great. So the snacks company has its own team, let's say. The Kigwa Summit, you know, we're creating a new team for the Kigwa Summit so that two businesses don't get mixed. And what's happening with the snacks company is that a lot of these small companies are coming to us and offering us the opportunity to sell their products under our own brand, Kigwa. Mm-hmm. And so we're working now with a chocolate company. We're working with a granola bar company as a test to see how this could work. But what's interesting about our snacks company is that we have distributors in 30 countries, including the U.S. Mm-hmm. And through this network of distribution, we are able to grow other companies as well. We had not realized until this company started coming to us and asking us for help selling their own products. So the Kigwa brand will keep growing that way. And we also plan to sell through our own website, which is kigwalife.com, these other products.
Mm. And it's great because, well, one of the routes will be you growing with new products and hiring everybody, but also a great way that goes with your other mission is to incorporate other smaller companies into your all umbrella.
Yeah, the idea is to make these companies grow, providing them sales opportunities, like, you know, under the Kigwa brand, or just like investment opportunities under the Kigwa Summit.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So, and the next one will be next year.
We're going to have an accelerator, which is this November. Mm-hmm. But the Kigwa Summit, the big event, will be next June, the 7th and 8th. Of June of 2017. And for that, we already have signed up amazing speakers, including a presidential ambassador for social entrepreneurship that we met at the event in Stanford. We have signed up with top accelerators in the region, which include Startup Chile, Agora Partnership, Mass Challenge in Mexico, Kruger Labs in Ecuador, and so on. So the fact that all other accelerators are joining the Kigwa Summit is great because we're going to have plenty of deal flow, and we're going to have the same investors that we had last year, plus some others, mostly from Switzerland and the U.S.
And the government will be also supporting you somehow?
We'll have to see on that. Last year, Pro Ecuador, which is the state agency for promotion of export investments, was our main sponsor. But then because of all these economic difficulties that our country is going through, I'm not sure if they'll have enough budget for next year's event.
We hope
that works. But in any case, we already have the support of the Inter-American Development Bank. Uh-huh. And we're starting to look for the sponsors for next year.
Mm-hmm. And how many days will people normally be go to the summit?
Yeah, so the summit itself is a two-day event, and then we're going to have an opportunity to do some tourism or some adventure or the Adventure Academy for three more days. Mm-hmm. So the Adventure Academy is a three-day event where we will take both entrepreneurs and investors out of their comfort zone and make them climb a crazy mountain or some type of crazy experience. And the idea is to see how they react under stressful, difficult, new situations, and make them grow within those days, through leadership workshops and so on.
Well, that is a great idea, and what a way to put people together. And is it also organized by you guys?
Yeah, no, we co-organize everything. So we become sort of like the coordinators, mm-hmm. but then we have companies, mostly from the U.S. actually, mm-hmm. doing the day-to-day or running the operations itself. So last year we had companies running the Adventure Academy. Mm-hmm. One was Christie Communications out of Santa Barbara, and the other one was Endeavor Consulting, which is out of Colorado.
Wow. And what kind of adventures are you going to put through these people?
We're still deciding. The idea is to make two, one in the Amazon rainforest and the other one, another one in a mountain in the Andes in Ecuador. Mm-hmm. The idea is that you, I mean, for me, the top experience is when they give you, they assign you a team with people that you don't know, that you have never met, that are from different nationalities and different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And they give you a map and they tell you, hey, go here and do this and then go here and do that. And then you get lost reading the map and so on. So a lot of that, and also the physical exercising as well. So, but also all the leadership, and get to know yourself workshops that we have around the Kiwa Summit itself. So the idea is that the event is 2 days. Mm-hmm. That's in Quito, in Ecuador, and then people have the option to go for 3 more days with some of the people that sign up as well, right? So the Kiwa Summit is a big event, and last year we had almost 30% of the people going to the Adventure Academy afterwards.
Yeah, it takes a particular drive to do that.
Yeah, but everybody liked it. And the idea is to push people to a limit and see. And you know, and for example, for investors, it's very important because when they see an entrepreneur under these different situations, seeing how they will react gives them a better perspective on what will happen if they decide to invest in that company.
That's great. But so it's not that easy, I bet, to get the investors also to do that.
Actually, that was the main, the main candy we used to attract some of the investors. So a lot of the investors came from California and Colorado, and they were attracted not only because of the new deal flow opportunities, but also because this type of adventure and excitement around their daily life jobs become interesting.
What kind of companies benefit from your summit?
The companies, the ones that are selected are the ones that, are social enterprises that have a positive social or ecological impact on society in Latin America specifically. Mm-hmm. So it could be, for example, we had Runa, which is a Wayusa tea, and they are selling all over the U.S. now, actually in Whole Foods, and they work with small farmers in the Amazonian part of Ecuador. So they have, 3,000 farmers in their supply chain. And by participating in this event, they were able to raise money to keep growing their business and hopefully expand their impact and get more farmers in their supply chain.
We wish you all the best, and I think it's a great idea, and hope to hear more from you guys and listen about your new success and in your path.
Thank you, Isabel. It would be great to keep in touch with you.
Sure. Thank you.
Take care. Been a pleasure.
It was.
And this was Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Stanford, 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
This is
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture on the air and online.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Vuelve pronto.
Atenea Americana.
From Stanford to the world.
Remember to come back soon.
Ciao.
See you later.